I was Hank Peters. I assure you, I hated to go. It's not easy to leave a woman crying at a train gate. It's not easy to leave a mother standing at a window or walk away and not look back. You can get lonesome no matter what when you're far from home, especially if you don't know when, if ever, you're coming back. I am dead of the mistakes of all men, and I lie fermenting in the earth. I am very dead. But no deader than the British who struck at Alamein, the Reds who crossed the Dnieper going west. I am silence. But no more silent than the partisans of Yugoslavia who fought tanks with their bare hands and a bottle of benzene. I am buried. But no deeper than the children of Chongqing. I know how there'll be the jubilation at the end. How the proclamations will be sent out on a waiting air. They'll gather in committee, pose for pictures, sign the papers. Territories will be wrangled and big punishments performed. It'll be seen, too, that the ruins are most carefully policed. Will someone give my best to Marion the day that Palestine is taken up? Oh, there'll be a stirring and a busyness about the capital. Charlie Faraday will wonder if perhaps he's being answered. The charters will be sealed in wax above the bodies of the dead. And all the words will make a noise of truth and sensibility. But let me tell you, from my acre of now undisputed ground, I will be listening. I will be tuned to clauses in the contract where the word democracy appears. And how the freedoms are inflected to a Negro's ear. I shall be listening for a phrase obliging little peoples of the earth. For partisans and Jews and Puerto Ricans, Chinese farmers, miners of tin ores beneath Bolivia. I shall listen how the words go easy into Russian and the idioms translated to the tongue of Spain. I shall wait and I shall wait in a long and long suspense for the password that the peace is setting solidly. On that day, will you please let my mother know why it had to happen to her boy?